President Trump's plans to scrap federal funding for civil legal aid through the Legal Services Corporation had been condemned by its current chair John Levy and former chair Frank Strickland. The Legal Services Corporation is a civil court legal aid program that provides free legal assistance to more than 60 million low and middle income Americans. It has been gradually eroded since being set up in 1974. But President Trump's first draft budget proposes to reduce its current funding from $375 million to zero as part of broader social spending cuts. Here, the IBA's US correspondent Michael Goldhaber talks exclusively to John Levy, the corporation's current chair who was appointed by President Obama and whose father Edward served as Attorney General under Republican President Gerald Ford, and to Frank Strickland, its chair under President George W. Bush. Levy begins by making clear the potential impact of the planned cuts to civil legal aid.
I think you'd be talking about a devastating blow to the orderly functioning of our justice system. The preamble of the Constitution places established justice before provide for the common defense. Mm. And that, I think, is because they realize that if you didn't have an orderly functioning justice system that the country believed worked fairly for all, that was accessible to all, that they could have confidence in, that you wonder what kind of country you had that was worth defending. I hear from the chief justices what they're seeing in their courts across the country is people trying to go it alone. Our system was not set up to be a go it alone system. Low-income women seeking assistance then, if these offices were zeroed out, they'd be pretty much on their own. You just think about an individual who's been abused having to show up in court, and there you are facing your abuser.
How important is the LSC for poor Americans who face eviction? How urgent is this need?
Well, across the country, our grantees, one of the major areas that our grantees, and certainly through the crisis that existed just a few years ago, but look, housing issues continue, but I want to be clear about this. Without LSC and its grantees, I can only imagine what would have happened to so many more families that were able to stay in their homes because of the representation that they were provided by our grantees. And so this is one of those areas where our grantees are programs in every congressional district across the country are expert in handling. Emergency shelter is expensive. You put a family out on the street, and if it could have been avoided through appropriate lawyering or representation, and they could have remained in their home, just think of the savings.
Right.
So.
And were you going to make another point about housing before I derailed you?
Well, I was saying that if you uproot a family from their house and put them out on the street, and they have no, there is immediately a public cost to having to shelter them. Think of, they might have to move schools. Their kids involved, could there end up with homelessness? What happens to those young children as they begin to grow in that kind of circumstance? Let's remember that there is a social and ultimately a government cost, and I would say, there have been a few studies, I think that we really need more, but there have been a few state studies that show that the investment in civil legal aid to avoid these kind of calamitous consequences on the back end actually yields money to the states and to the federal government for not having to deal with these emergency situations that could have been avoided on the front end.
Yes.
Emergency, you know, emergency medicine is the most it's the most expensive, and I think emergencies in families just the same. And we're kidding ourselves if we think that just wiping out the civil legal aid system is somehow going to save us money. I think it's going to cost us a tremendous amount, even far and away above that which we're spending. In rural America, in small town America, we are often the only game in town. My dad always believed that every generation had a responsibility to itself and to its to those that come after it to leave the country in as good, if not better, shape than they found it. And I think he would be very troubled. My view is, not only should we not be eliminated, but we should be more fully funded. I care about across this administration and the next, and the one after it. I care about the future of our country. I care about having a justice system that fairly administers and grievances and gives resolution to disputes in a way that puts them in behind folks, and that they feel that they were fairly dealt with, that they weren't somehow left out of the system, and that they didn't end up feeling disaffected that somehow this system doesn't work for me. I believe that it is quite important that we invest in civil legal aid around the country, that we enhance these programs, that we make them even better and more available, not less so, because I do believe, as the Nixon folks did, and those after them, that this is a matter of the rule of law, and that this is a matter of fundamental fairness. Hopefully, lawyers, being trained as they are, will know how to use their voices and their pens in ways that help educate folks as to why this is so important. This should not be a partisan matter.
Frank Strickland, chair of the Legal Services Corporation under President George W. Bush, agrees, stressing the importance of meeting the unmet legal needs of Americans and fair justice for all.
What do you say to the lawyers who are inclined to support a budget like this? You know, all the congressmen who are congresswomen who are lawyers.
Well, I would say to them, come with me, and let's see if we can get the same amount of money from the Georgia General Assembly that is going to be deleted as a result of the zeroing out of the LSC budget. Just join me and let's go down to the General Assembly. It's in session right now as we speak at the state capitol. Let's go down there and see if we can get that done. And my bet is we can't. I would invite you to seek out the executive director of the legal aid program or programs in your state or community and go visit that program. Have a conversation with the executive director and other lawyers who work in that program before making your decision. I believe they will explain to you in very clear terms the unmet legal needs. There is a tremendous unmet legal need. If you want equal justice for all, then you should believe in the cause of civil legal services. We're not talking about criminal defense. This is a storefront lawyer for the poor.
Is being a storefront lawyer for the poor a Democratic or Republican or blue or red or partisan cause?
In my view, it should not be. I can tell you truthfully that our board operated in a non-political way when conducting the business of the corporation. And I believe the current board does the same thing.